Your mind must flower. It's great to learn.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And, but, and, or, get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
What's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak, although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Wrench!
Wrench!
Socket!
Socket!
Plugs!
Motor!
Tires!
Chassis!
Speed buggy!
That's me! They raced today. Who put the antifreeze in my carburetor? Yuck. Yuck.
Thank you.
We'll return after these messages.
Ever watch kids play with Weebles? It's really something. Hey, hey, look at me and Weeble. Me and Weeble go all around. One day, kids pretend they're flying into Weeble Airport. Next day, they play around the Weeble Cottage. Or if it's real nice, they go out to the Weeble Marina and go fishing. Hey, hey, look at me and Weeble. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Romper Room makes Weeble toys.
Yuck! Oh, come on! Don't knock it till you try it. Put a little on your plate. Don't make a face before you taste it. Some kids think it's great. Why don't you try a smorgasbord dinner? Which means a smidgen of this and a smidgen of that. Don't knock it till you try it. Eating can be fun. With little bites of different things instead of lots of one. Don't quibble till you nibble. A dabble or a dibble of everything that's on your plate. And then go back and eat the things you like again.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
I'm not going to try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah.
He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
There are two kinds of Life cereals to please all kinds of kids. Regular Life and Cinnamon Life. Part of your family's nutritious breakfast.
Finally, a robot to stop ladies from squeezing Charmin.
Don't squeeze Charmin. Don't squeeze Charmin.
Charmin's doubly fluffy, doubly irresistible.
Don't squeeze.
Squeeze Charmin,
right. Charmin made the ordinary way might not get squeezed, but Charmin's doubly fluffy. It's so squeezably soft.
It's doubly irresistible.
Don't squeeze Charmin.
What's new under the sun? Malibu Barbie.
She's Mattel's super new suntanned Barbie.
Hey, Barbie's got a golden tan now.
Barbie has her own beach towel and sunglasses and Malibu friends, all with that suntan skin that makes them look great wherever they go, in any of their groovy new fashions. Malibu Barbie, Francie, Skipper, and Ken, they're the sunset. Dolls and other costumes sold separately.
Imagine, can your G.I. Joe make the adventure team? You can find out at the training center. You climb Joe up the tower, send him down the easy way and the hard. You put Joe through the rugged obstacle course. Uh-oh, he's face to face with a giant snake. Looks like it's ready to strike. And from out of nowhere comes help. The training center's tough, but with your help, Joe can make it. The new G.I. Joe Training Center Adventure, complete with 3-foot-high tower you assemble.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition met the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, it struck their tiny raft. Plunged them down 1,000 feet below to the land of the lost.
The land of the lost. The land of the lost.
I've been surviving on a steady diet of coffee sandwiches while self-isolating here in New Jersey. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Josie and the Pussycats, long tails and ears like hats, guitars and sharps and flats, neat, sweet, a groovy song. Maybe friends, we could
get my thing in action. To be, to see, to feel, to live.
That's what's happening.
I put my heart in action. To run, to go, to get, to give. Where I find satisfaction, yeah.
Yeah.
To search, to find, to have, to hold.
Burn, to be bold.
When I use my imagination,
burn.
I think, I plot, I plan, I dream. Turning in towards creation.
Burn.
I make, I write, I dance, I sing. When I'm feeling really active,
burn.
I run, I ride, I swim, I fly. Other times when life is easy,
oh.
I rest, I sleep, I sit, I lie.
Burn, that's what's happening.
I can take a noun and bend it, give me a noun.
Fast, bolt, break, and plow.
Make it a verb and really send it.
Show me how.
Oh, I don't know my own power.
Burn.
I get my thing in action,
burn.
In being,
burn.
In doing,
burn.
In saying. A verb expresses action, being or a state of being.
A verb makes a statement.
Yeah, a verb tells it like it is.
Burn, that's what's happening.
I can tell you when it's happening.
Past, present, future tense.
Ooh, tell you more about what's happening.
Say it so it makes some sense.
Oh, I can tell you who is happening.
Burn, you're so intense.
Hey, every sentence has a subject.
Noun, person, place, a thing.
Find that subject, where's the action?
Verb can make a subject sing.
Take a subject, what is it?
What?
What's done to it?
What,
what does it say?
Verb, you're
I can question like, what is it?
Verb, you're so demanding.
I can order like, go get it.
Verb,
I need an object.
Verb, hit, hit the wall.
When I see the object.
Do you see that curtain wall?
If you can see it, then put the ball on the fence, man. Go ahead on. Yeah, all right.
What?
Be ready. It's going. It's going. It's going.
What?
I get my thing in action.
Verb, that's what's happening.
To work.
Verb,
to play.
Verb,
to live.
Chosen from among all others by the immortal elders Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, Mercury, Billy Batson and his mentor travel the highways and byways of the land on a never-ending mission to right wrongs, to develop understanding, and to seek justice for all. In time of dire need, young Billy has been granted the power by the immortals to summon awesome forces at the utterance of a single word. A word which transforms him in a flash into the mightiest of mortal beings, Captain Marvel! Sorcerer to Hatshepsut, with this amulet, you and your descendants are endowed by the goddess Isis with the powers of the animals and the elements. You will soar as the falcon soars, run with the speed of gazelles, and command the elements of sky and earth. 3,000 years later, a young science teacher dug up this lost treasure and found she was heir to the secrets of Isis. And so, unknown to even her closest friends, Rick Mason and Cindy Lee, she became a dual person, Andrea Thomas, teacher.
Almighty Isis.
And Isis, dedicated foe of evil, defender of the weak, champion of truth and justice.
Colonel
Steve Austin, the $6 million man, and the new bionic transport and repair station.
The rocket's crashing!
We'll put him in the bionic repair station. We can rebuild him. We'll replace the modules in the bionic arm.
No injury here.
We'll have to check his eye.
Bionic eye, A-OK.
$6 million man, ready for action.
New bionic transport and repair station sold separately. The $6 million man, new from Kenner.
Hello, and welcome to the Creature Double Feature. This afternoon, find out who will be the victor when vicious monsters engage in a fierce and bloody battle in Godzilla's Revenge. Then at 2:30, a world-famous diamond detective encounters a gigantic jellyfish in Dagora the Space Monster.
Hey, kid, have a carrot.
A carrot?
Carrot sticks are, yes, indeed. They are delicious. If you must eat in between meals, why not eat nutritious dishes? Like fill a bowl with ice cubes, then add raw cauliflower. Stuff celery with cheese and let it chill for half an hour. Add carrot sticks and olives and any other knickknacks. Then keep this by the TV set for when you want those quick snacks. Well?
Well, but while I'm waiting, could you make me a banana?
Okay, you're a banana.
This is WLVI-TV, Cambridge, Boston, Massachusetts, now commencing test pattern and tone transmission. WLVI-TV transmitter is located in Needham, Massachusetts. General offices and studios are located at 75 Morrissey Boulevard, Boston, Massachusetts, 02125.
Out here, we're the only policeman around.
Monday through Friday at 6, your favorite Star Trek episodes, exactly as you remember, unedited.
This is war.
Phasers, fire, point blank.
It would appear that the Enterprise is the target.
Never mind about me. Protect my ship.
Unedited Star Trek, plus a chance for you to host the Star Trek Club. Be watching tonight at 6 on 56.
R2? Where are you? R2? 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 R2, you're on fire! R2-D2, you found a cigarette. Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs and is very bad for your heart. Well, I know I don't have one, but humans do, and I think we should set a good example. Well done, R2. Oh, hello. You know smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all. So please, don't smoke. R2, do you really think I don't have a heart?
Show. Making up
program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
We got steam up, you put the dream up. Big River's calling you, listen my friend. Follow the river, that mighty river. There's real adventure round every bend. Hear that whistle blow, see that paddle go. Who knows what we're heading toward? That Mississippi, she is a mystery. She's just waiting there to be explored. Go get your gear, mate, we'll meet you here, mate. Oh, captain, shout and welcome aboard. You put the dream up, big river's calling you, listen my friend. Follow the river, that mighty river, there's real adventure round every bend. Hear that whistle blow, see that paddle go. Who knows what we're heading toward? That Mississippi, she is a mystery, she's just waiting there to be explored. Go get your gear, mate, we'll meet you here, mate. We'll catch out from bottom aboard.
Jungle can talk perfectly, only not with his mouth. Sometimes those bird calls and cat calls and whistles right behind your door.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big pain. Wherever there's a pain, you'll find a Spider-Man.
Here we come, walking down the street. We
get funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too, the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and
Mary Ann,
here on Gilligan.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Oven.
Do you know how to work it and all?
Of course. You just put the Easy Bake Mix in here, and when it's done, it comes out here like this, easy as pie.
And when the pie was open, the bird began to sing.
My Easy Bake Oven comes with enough mixes to make all these things. And now I can get extra mixes to make cookies.
It's Kenner. It's fun!
Some people have a deep, abiding respect for the natural beauty that was once this country. And some people don't. People start pollution. People can stop it.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Yeah, monkey's uncle.
New stunt race day
with a monkey business name.
Spread the stunts out every place. Make it tough to win the race. Running wild, monkey's uncle. Wind the timer, run and take the stunt that says be a snake. It's great, monkey's uncle. Time is going tick, tick, tick. Do a rooster who is sick. Cock-a-doodle-choo. Run wild, monkey's uncle. Hurry, hurry, do those tricks. For the monkey's out of ticks. Run wild, monkey's uncle. Time, now's your turn to show your speed. Do more stunts and take the lead. Run wild, monkey's uncle. Catch a fish and give a toot. Be an owl who cries,
ooh-hoo.
It's fun, monkey's uncle.
Time!
Wiggle, waddle, quick, quick, quick. Do the build-a-tower trick. 12 stunts, just 3 tries. Case of ties, spin monkey's eyes. And you're a monkey's uncle. It's wild!
Complete with stunt mats, cards, horns, clickers, tricks, spinner, and monkey timer. From Transigram, where the fun comes from.
Hit. He's 6. Miss. H8. Hit. C5.
Battleship. A great game of strategy, action, and suspense.
Miss. H6.
You sank my battleship.
The game you can play anywhere. Battleship. From Milton Bradley.
Thank you.
Boston, astronaut, a man barely alive.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
New never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Open up. Learn to brush with little strokes at the gum line. Up and down, back and front, not across. And after brushing, rinse them. Then pull down between with dental floss. Every day you must protect them, or else cavities will wreck them. Decay may strike with some forgotten spot. Be fair to yourself. Take care of yourself. Remember, you're the only you you've got.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower. It's great to learn.
Ready, Pop?
Yep.
Ready, son?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Let's go.
One, two.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly, 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 got some adverbs here. Come Come on down to Lolly's, get the Everts here. You're going to need if you write or read or even think about it. Lolly, 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 get your Everts here. Got a lot of Lolly Jolly Everts here. Anything you need and we can make it absolutely clear.
That's all it is, and there's a lot of them.
That modifies a verb.
Sometimes a verb, sometimes
it modifies an adjective, or else another adverb. And so you see, that is positively very, very necessary. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Father, son, and Lolly selling adverbs here. Got a lot of adverbs and we make it clear. So come to Lolly.
Hello, folks. This is Lolly Sr. saying we have every adverb in the book, so come on down and look.
Hello, folks. Lolly Jr. here. Suppose your house needs painting. How are you going to paint it? That's where the adverb comes in. We can also give you a special intensifier so you can paint it very neatly or rather sloppily.
Ah! Hi. Suppose you're going nut gathering. Your buddy wants to know where and when. Use an adverb and tell him.
Get your adverb. Use it with an adjective. It says much more. Anything described can be described some more. Anything you'd ever need is in the store. And so you choose very carefully every word you use. Use it with a verb. It tells us how you did. Where it happened, where you're going, where you've been. Use it with another adverb. That's the end. And even more. Reason. These questions are answered when you use an adverb.
Come and get it, Lolly,
Lolly, Lolly, get your adverbs here. Quickly, 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 get those adverbs here. Slowly, surely, really learn your adverbs here. You're going to need them if you read them, if you write or talk or think about them, Lolly.
If it's an adverb, we have it at Lolly's. Bring along your old adjectives, too, like slow, soft, and sure. We'll fit them out with our L-Y attachment and make perfectly good adverbs out of them.
Get your adverbs here.
Lots of good tricks in Lolly's, so come on down.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
Adverbs deal with manner, place, time.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
Condition, reason.
Father, son, and Lolly.
Comparison, contrast.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
Enrich your language with adverbs.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
Besides, they're absolutely free.
Lolly, Lolly, Lolly.
At your service.
Indubitably.
You've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Hurl. Thank you for listening. As always, today has been a trip down memory lane for me. It was a Saturday morning in the 1970s, plus a couple of random things thrown in there from a weekday afternoon when you got home from school, and also some of the programs I used to watch on WLVI, WSBK, TV38. A few of those local commercials included the Museum of Science and Robolod and the New England Aquarium. Always great commercials from the 1970s. And if you grew up in the 70s, you'll remember those. Once again, thanks for listening. Be back next Wednesday. Have a good night, time travelers. I'm going to leave you with Challenge of the Super Friends. Long version. WMFO Medford.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.